Full name is,
sir.
What's your full name?
Milton. I was raised and I was born on Lexington Street. Now I live on Fresh Creek. I grew up in White Oak House. Kate Ryle, his daughter, Rain, and Cap Ryle. Rain, my mother, died when I was 8 years old. And I grew up down there with them. Then after I married, I moved to Smithland, right across from there, on the place Dr. Well, I phoned there. Until the governor started putting out these houses, and I always wanted a home. I always wanted a home, right till while Penn ever said. When he started putting out this, I went to it, and I worked 1 year. And Mr. the administrator then, and that year, boy, you ought to come in my field. I had cotton like that. It was 100 bowls, and 120 bowls to the store, and along Smith and Flat. So when he said, "Little, and I'd like to give a stock of that can of whooping," I said, "And I listen. I'm always saying it, and I meant it too." I said, "You're welcome to it, Mr. provided if I get the credit." He said, "I'll put your name on it." I said, "Okay." So when the head man on this project, he come around, he's showing it to us. So when he come down, then looked at the crop, and he counted 120 bulls. He done some of it. So when that ended that year, he asked me, "Was I interested in a home?" I told him, "Yes, sir." So I said, "Well, we'd be around to talk with you." So when he come talk, I was going somewhere there. And he talked with my wife. And he told her to tell me to come to Buddha. Well, I got up that morning, went on to Buddha. Oh, and he asked me, he said, "Milton, I down to your way, is there interested in a home?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "All right, I'll sign you up." So in about 2-3 days, about a week already, I got a letter from them. Said, "Seek the home you want to purchase and let your agent know about it right away." Well, I got out looking for a home. And I see one up on Buffalo. And he's around it with some white fellas. And he told me the boys were mischievous. You go in your field, cut your sorghum and kill your chickens. You couldn't raise watermelon. Well, I was trying to inform you, raise some of everything. And you're going to hit on something. You can't lose on everything. So I wouldn't go there. And that land was $8 an acre.
That was in 1940?
To extend across Buffalo, the place up there called the Jeter Hill, right off from Jeter Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So I come back and told Mr. he wanted me to go into it, but some colored folks told me not to. Said that been some trouble with the people up there before. That white fellow just take care of the thing, these young men, and you know how some young fellas are. So when I wasn't at no trouble, I was on the home.